It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request, or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word PRAY to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. It is time for the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Neva Pyatt, your host this morning, sitting in here over in the driver's seat. Miss Monica's over there running the iPad, and our very special guest today, Jace Morrow. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so good to have you.
It's good to be back, as always.
You almost tricked me this morning because I was going to text you yesterday. Didn't see you in church yesterday morning because you were back running some of the equipment,
I guess. I had to run the soundboard yesterday. DJ Jazzy Jace was back there.
I see. So anyway, I didn't see you then. And I thought, well, I'll text you after a while, and I didn't. So when I called you this morning, you were like, oh, my goodness. No, I didn't forget something.
I had it on my agenda. I was ready for it today.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can put it right on our Facebook page, or you can send it to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. We were Cable One for so many years. It's gmail.com, so hourofpower32@gmail.com. Or you can send it to our text number, 580-485-0837. Our Facebook sponsor today is Grants Auction and Realty. And we do record in two parts, and when the program's over, we put it over on our website. And you can get to that if you have a friend that doesn't have Facebook, or if you want to listen to it at a later time, maybe when you're going down the road or something, don't want to go to Facebook, you can go to therockchristianmusic.com, click on the Hour of Power, and then click on the day that you missed. And I don't know, I think I've covered everything, Jace. Will you pray to start us out?
Sure will. All right, let's pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, God, we just take this time to pause and first and foremost just to praise your holy name, to say thank you so much for the rain that you sent us. God, I love that we serve an almighty God who sees our needs, who hears our prayers, and as a good father who knows how to give good gifts, you blessed us with rain and moisture. And God, I pray that you would just continue to send more and more. God, you would help the winds to calm down so the wind doesn't make the water quickly dry up, but God, that it would just saturate our land and help prevent more fires and everything else that's going on. But Lord, thank you for providing the rain. Lord God, we pray for this time that we have just to open up your word. God, may we just marvel at your goodness that you constantly show us. Father, we pray for those, maybe the weary Christian that's tuning in at some point, whether live, whether it's a year down the road and just finding the website. Lord, whatever the situation may be, I pray that today they are encouraged, that they continue to seek you in your word, and God, just give you the praise that's rightfully yours. Lord God, we pray for any person that may be tuning in that may not know you as their Lord and Savior, that Father, that they would hear today the hope, the living hope that we have in no other name but Jesus Christ, that we don't have anything to fear, we don't have to worry, that the victory is already won because of Jesus, who died on the cross, rose from the grave, and then through him we have forgiveness of our sin and eternal life. So, Lord God, we pray that any person that may be tuning in that may be lost and may not know you as their Savior, that God, that they would see their need for Jesus, they would see their need of repentance, and that they'd be convicted and they would make that decision to put their trust in you. So, Lord, we give you the glory and praise that's rightfully yours. God, we'd be foolish to try to do this in our own strength and power. So, God, I pray you would hide me in the shadow of the cross, because the last thing these people need is to hear a word from Jace Morrow. God, I pray that they would hear directly from you, Lord. May you move however so you decide to today. So, God, we glorify you, pray, and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So your topic is worship from persecution.
Yeah.
Persecution.
Yeah.
Easy for some people to say.
Yeah. So that's just kind of a title. I don't know. I was going to try to make it catchy.
Yeah.
And
I
just worship from persecution. this really came about literally yesterday. I think that was just why I was so jazzed up about it yesterday. And you didn't have to remind me because God just laid this out yesterday. Made it fresh on my brain. I had a Sunday school totally prepped differently, and there was a situation that happened to one of my brothers in Christ, one of my great friends. His name's Taryn, and he is a church planter down in San Antonio, Texas. And Taryn, they meet every Sunday at their local YMCA. The YMCA there has allowed them to have a church service on their gym floor for the past several years. And so I think like seven so years, Taryn, if you're tuning in, I'm sorry. It may be longer than that. But for over the years, you know, they started with nothing, you know, but whatever they could get their hands on to do that. And I mean, Taryn does a phenomenal job of an outreach, and church planting is, you know, seeing an area that is in darkness, that desperately needs the hope of Jesus Christ. And so they go in and start a church, whether that is in a local building or whether that's in somebody's homes, where it usually starts out. And so they start out wherever they did, and then they started meeting at the YMCA. And, you know, that it takes a lot to get it up off the ground running and a lot of different things. And so over the years, you know, they mass collect things. You know, we're talking about just the mats and stuff that they lay on the floor for the gym so they don't scratch up the floors or damage anything like that, scratch it up, you know, whatever. And just to be respectful of the location that the YMCA has graciously let them meet at, all the wirings to the microphones, the instruments, the lighting, the everything that you can think of, the chairs, anything, a lot of equipment. You know, everything that they do, they have it in two trailers. And Taryn and their team, I mean, they have it down. They can set up the room in with under 30 minutes because mm-hmm. it's so just routine. Yeah, they can set the whole thing up in like 30 minutes. And people come out and worship King Jesus at that YMCA. And I think that's so cool. That may be the only YMCA I would ever join and care to go to. But needless to say, this past weekend, our church went to a men's conference, and while we were down there, I got a text from my buddy Taryn. He said, "Brother, you won't believe what happened, but this past weekend, both of our trailers that was full of all of our church equipment was stolen. Every bit of it. And this is stuff that they have accumulated over the past however many years." And so, that makes you mad, but also at the same time, you can help Taryn. He says he words it a little differently, but I'll change the vernacular a little bit here. But we are making the enemy mad. Uh-huh. I mean, Taryn is plumb making the enemy mad down there. And so there's just so many things that's trying to circulate them and trying to choke them out and make them possibly walk around feeling defeated. But our King Jesus says something totally different. Uh-huh. And so despite the circumstances, despite the situation, it made me just kind of realize and recognize, you know, whatever we come into worship, it's not about the stuff. It's not about all the different things that you can add to a worship service to make it that much more worshipful and make it better. But at the end of the day, you take away that stuff that makes our worship time more convenient. Like, we love the cool lighting. We love the cool screen effects. We love the fog machines. Taryn, I don't think he has fog machines. He don't roll like that. But you know, sometimes churches, we get so caught up in making our worship service more like emotional based, which there's nothing too wrong with that unless we're coming to worship the worship or the worship leader or worship the emotions that get caught up in all the cool lighting and the different effects. And we don't come in ready to worship the one that deserves to be worshiped.
Amen.
And we get so caught up in the side things and the conveniences that we make our church services sometime. And it makes me just kind of, through all that circumstances, I texted Taryn. I said, "Bro, I am so excited that after your Sunday morning, I'm so excited to call you. Because that means, like, you're stripping away all the conveniences and you're still going to have the best worship ever." Mm-hmm. Like, you could take away all of it. They stole everything that they had. Said, "Take everything that we have. What's Taryn left with and their refuge church left with? Still everything, because the founder of our foundation, the one that we're coming to worship, it's still there." Mm-hmm. Like, the reason why they're gathering and why they are the church is because they're gathering to worship Jesus. And so, You take away the conveniences, that is what we kind of hype up worship around, and we still gather as the church, still filled with joy, regardless of situations, and we are still not rattled or shaken because our King is still victory. Mm-hmm. And so it is just, I don't know, that just made me really reevaluate when I come into worship. Am I just reading the words on the screen? Am I getting caught up emotionally because of all the cool lighting and the cool effects and all the other things that stir up, you know, people's emotion? And is that taking away my focus on why and who I'm worshiping to begin with? We have the – okay, I'm biased. This I think we have the best Christian camp in the world. People will argue with that, and that's okay. I know you got your own church camp that is just powerful, but it is so moving because of my personal walk in there. It's Falls Creek, and a lot of our kids go to Falls Creek. They get in those worship moments, and they do a phenomenal job of trying to make every worship time, every time we open Scripture, to be Christ-focused. But sometimes, you know, we get caught up in the lights. We get caught up in the cool, loud drums. We get caught up in all of that. And emotional decisions are made. And then when we come back from camp, that Falls Creek High or that religious, I mean, that really cool, powerful moment and feeling that we had at camp stirs in us and we're excited. And it's because they are drinking from a fire hose. I mean, all week long, they are in the Word of God. They are in the Word of God. They're in the Word of God, and that's just before 9 a.m., and then we go to worship, we come back, we're in the Word.